Hello, I'm Haley Duricio, and here's your sports news for Monday, February 12th.
Canada gets a gold. Mikhail Kingsbury wins his first gold in men's moguls at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. The 25-year-old Quebecois scored 86.63 in his third and final run, claiming the top spot at the Phoenix Park. Australia's Matt Graham took silver, while Japanese freestyle skier Dachihara grabbed bronze. However, Kingsbury wasn't the first gold for Canada. Canada's figure skating team grabbed the first gold just a few days into the Winter Olympics. Patrick Chan, skating his final Olympics, won his first gold, something he's waited his entire career for. He can now call himself a gold medalist. Chan's teammate, Scott Moyer, was happy about the win for Canada, but said they especially wanted to secure the win for Chan. Another win for Canada was in women's slope styles, with snowboarder Laurie Blouin winning silver. Blouin took a hard fall last Friday during training. She was taken to hospital as a precaution, but was determined to compete. Coming up, Canada's women's hockey team faces Finland, and curling sees mixed doubles bronze and gold medal matches. Humber Hawks women and men's curling teams had their semifinal and bronze medal games on Sunday at the OCAA Provincials. Both teams finished fourth. The Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby hit a milestone Sunday, scoring his 400th goal in his professional career. During a game against St. Louis Blues, Crosby scored the goal during the second period, becoming the 95th player in NHL history to hit the 400-goal mark. Crosby had been goalless in his previous 10 games, only making the achievement more satisfying. Penguins beat the Blues 4-1. Toronto Raptors coach Dwayne Casey also hit a milestone on Sunday, earning his 300th victory after Raptors beat Charlotte Hornets 123-103. Six players scored in the double figures for the Raptors. The win brings Casey to become the first Raptors coach ever to have 300 wins. The Cavaliers embarrassed the Celtics yesterday, 121-99, at the TD Garden. The new-look Cavaliers seemed like they'd been playing together for a while. LeBron James led the way with 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists. The newcomers George Hill put up 12 points, Jordan Clarkson scored 17 points, and Rodney Hood contributed 15 points. On an afternoon when NBA legend Paul Pierce had his jersey retired, the Cavaliers stole the spotlight. Pierce's jersey, number 34, was the 22nd uniform retired in Celtics history.
That's all the sports news for today. I'm Haley Duricio. Thanks for listening.